All right, welcome everybody. This is going to be an interview with Joe and Hayden. So I want to start out with simply having Joe and Hayden kind of give us a short introduction on who they are. Also just kind of tell them a little bit about their background, about getting to Amazon, and just let it start from there.
My name is Hayden Hogan. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I was living in Birmingham, working as a sales representative for TruGreen back in December of 2017. Got three siblings, mom, dad, good family. And what got me into Amazon was I got laid off in December of 2017 at my job because it was sales and seasonal. And I grew up with an entrepreneurial dad who owned franchises of Planet Fitness. And so I knew, you know, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just didn't know how to pursue it. And I was kind of stuck in the rat race of the 9-to-5, you know, office job, with, you know, bills I acquired whenever I was younger, 18, with stupid credit cards and stuff like that. So I knew Joe for like 5 years as like a, you know, an acquaintance of mutual friends, things like that. And I knew he always had like a business mind of sorts. And it was thought outside of the box, kind of how I did. So I kind of, you know, messaged him, told him we need to figure something out. And so he drove up to Birmingham, where I was living at the time, and stayed at my apartment for like a month while we just grinded on the internet trying to find, you know, something to make money to be our own bosses and have our own, you know, legitimate business. So, you know, one night it was like 5 a.m. I was on the internet and Bo's ad came across my phone, and I was like, just light bulb went off. I was like, that makes sense. And, you know, the next morning told Joe about it. He was like, yo, that's genius. You know, it's retail. It's always been around, you know? And so buy low, sell high. So we talked about it and watched all your YouTube videos and just decided to dive right in and took the action. And here we are, you know, making a testimonial. So that's how I got started in it.
Well, hey, I'm Joe. I've lived in Sarasota my whole life. Real new to the camera thing, but pretty much been buying and selling stuff my whole life. And I've known Hayden forever. And we wanted to do something together, so I moved up with him. And I had, you know, a little bit of money from buying and selling cars, working at Mercedes. Really saved up my whole life. And Hayden came to me with this idea that he found online and, you know, showed it to me the next day. And we watched it. We were like, there's no way that this is true. And we, like... We did research and we're like, well, everyone's doing this, and everyone, we heard private label this, we know that doesn't work. So, you know, we watched all the YouTube videos, we got the course, and we really believed it when we got our first product and it started selling. We're like, well, wow, it works. So I don't know where to go from there. Pretty much we've just been moving and grooving.
Awesome. Actually, a question for Hayden. So you mentioned about you were like, after whatever, you got laid off and stuff, you're looking for other like ways to make money online. Did you first like get into selling on Amazon through this business model, or did you try something before that at all?
No, I had always thought about actually selling on Amazon for probably 4 years prior, whenever it just became like a big thing, but never retail, never just the basics of buying from, you know, US retail distributors, buying low and selling high. I never acted on it, and back then it was just private label, you know, buy 10,000 phone chargers and hope they sell.
Yeah.
You know, pointless. So no, I never had experience before. This was my very first, you know, trial of selling anything online, and specifically Amazon.
All right. Awesome. So that's a good point to get there. How long did it take you guys to get your first product?
After we got our business license, because that's what we applied for when we bought your course. And once we got all that, we got through the course, we watched it a couple times to make sure we got all the information. I'd say roughly 2 weeks, give or take. Okay. We got our first product, and that first product was just you know, a test and to see how it does and see what this business is all about. Then that first product led us to, you know, obviously more products, suppliers. You know, we did the ASD trade show.
Well, I'd say it took about a month to find our suppliers, and then 2 weeks once we found our suppliers.
Once we got through everything.
Yeah. I believe you guys had some, like, not problems, but like running into like issues with ungating in the beginning. Were your first products already ungated in Amazon, or how did you deal with that? Because I know you're now selling stuff restricted, or was restricted, now you're approved in it. So how did that process work in the beginning?
I know our first product wasn't a gated product, but honestly, as soon as, like, our very first product that was gated, it was from a U.S. authorized supplier. You know, we told them, hey, we're not approved to sell this. Can you give us an invoice? And because, you know, we worked with authorized suppliers from the brand, they sent us over an email. We submitted it to Amazon. Our first ungating was actually Microsoft. That's what it was for. It was for Microsoft 360 controllers or Xbox One controllers, my bad. And sent it over to Amazon. And within, you know, 24 hours, because they called up our supplier, you know, asked if they were authorized to sell, they were, and we were good to go from there.
Perfect. And that was after our first product. So we tried to get ungated in Microsoft as our first product, and that didn't work. So we got that one first product in, and it was just, you know, a test in the water. It was a deal just to get sales in our account. And right after we got that first product, then we went ahead and tried to get in Microsoft. And then after we got to get into Microsoft, that led to Sony, Nintendo, and a few others.
Yeah, that was definitely pretty smart, because like Amazon can for sure be a little hard when you got to know sales histories and trying to get approved for those like large brands. But that was smart that you did the already gated product, and that definitely helped quite a bit on that way. So I have another question. What would you say is the number one struggle you have for your business so far?
Keeping inventory in stock. And here, we'll just go back and forth. Here, you say one, I'll say one.
Logistics, as far as we have a couple like really, really fast movers. And so our capital is decent, but one of the main problems is literally our suppliers we've built such good relationships with that they have so many products that we want, but we honestly just don't have enough money. So, you know, keeping our stuff that we have in stock that sells, you know, really, really well, plus scaling as fast as we can just to buy all the other stuff that they're trying to send us. I mean, I know there's probably six different products that we want that are restock that we just can't touch yet just because we're trying to build up our capital as fast as possible. So I guess that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely. So that will kind of lead to the next point. So when you're looking for your products, obviously you're selling some really fast stuff. Mm-hmm. You're probably going for probably lower ROIs, which is fine. But what would you say is probably the bare minimum of like ROI that you're looking for on products right now?
15.
That's what I was going to say, 15.
By 15. That's yeah. Good. I mean, if it moves 3,000 units a month, then it's a 10% ROI. I'm down, but we only have a 27% ROI fast mover. That's doing well. Our lowest is maybe a 13% doing well. And then our best product that we're about to carry is like a 29% ROI.
Yes.
So I mean, it's pretty consistent between 15 to probably 30% quick movers though.
Awesome, awesome. So I know you haven't been in the course for that long, well, a good amount of time, but when?
A little while.
Was about February, what month was it when you joined the course?
February 21st, I think.
Awesome. So now, right now, as we're speaking, it's June right now. So yeah. What has been your best 30 days in sales so far on Amazon?
We did 102,000 or 103,000. I'm not sure.
I think it was 103.
103,000.
And then our problem was we ran out of stock.
And we ran out of stock. We would have done like 160 that month.
Oh, geez.
With lead times and reserve catching up, you know, we're looking in the next couple months to do about 250, 300.
Yeah, that would definitely make a lot of sense if you're out of stock right now. And it's kind of good to like run into out of stock problems right now, because you're probably surprised like going into next year around the holiday time where your sales volumes are going to be a lot higher depending what categories you're selling in. So it kind of leads to the next question, like what's the best category that you're killing it on?
Video games right now. And then sports and outdoors and electronics are our main categories right now. Those are pretty killing it right now.
All right. So what are your goals for 2019?
Honestly, like the whole 2019 kind of thing, like our sales or?
It was just say your Amazon business, where would you want it to be? That's a better question. Where would you want your Amazon business to be in about a year from now?
Definitely from year to date, 2019, probably 5-6 mil.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. At least.
Okay, so I know now you guys are both just doing everything online. You're not like, you don't have a retail store, don't have a warehouse or stuff like that. Do you see anything changing from, you're doing 100K a month right now, going to be doing 250K very soon. Do you see anything changing when you reach bigger numbers around that 5 million mark, what your goal is?
For the 5 to 6 million for next year, not much changing, just because there's so much money to be made in every single category of Amazon. And I don't know how many categories there are. I guess there's probably 20, 25, you know, different categories that you can go into each one, find suppliers and just completely max out and dominate. The only thing I think would change would be more connections, maybe one VA just to kind of keep things in stock if need be. But honestly, that part's kind of enjoyable, you know, the day-to-day logistics. I wouldn't see us needing any VAs for inventory management or anything for probably about a year and a half to 2 years, just depending on how crazy we go.
That's pretty good. That's kind of funny. Like, it, scaling to 5 million, and the only thing you might need is a virtual assistant. So if anyone wants what a virtual assistant is, it's just an outsourced employee that you could find like overseas for a few bucks an hour. So that's pretty good. Definitely. Pretty running this online business, do you enjoy it? Like, are you having fun doing it? Is it a fun business at all?
Yes.
I love it. We all love it. And we're talking about the virtual assistant, why we would get one. We almost don't want to get one because we enjoy doing everything there is in this business.
Yeah. I mean, if I have Wi-Fi, I can do my business. So that's one aspect, you know. Of course, I was in the car sales, you know, door-to-door sales and stuff like that for probably about 4 years of my, you know, supposed to be college years. And I could never, ever visit my family because I was always working. So for me personally, I've been home visiting my family for about 2 weeks now, you know, enjoying their time, enjoying, you know, seeing the family, not having to worry about when I have to go back to work just because my work's here and everything. I'm pretty sure Joe just came back from a vacation with his family, everything's still running smoothly, you know. So yeah, there's no reason not to enjoy it. Truly grateful.
That's awesome for sure. Do you guys have any like plans that you like, I don't know, want to treat yourself like going on a big vacation or anything that you haven't planned for? When you're
ready. We have tons.
Wait, where'd you go?
Tons planned.
All right, that's good.
We want to go on at least 2 cruises before this year's over.
2 cruises, dang. I've never sounded like cruises sound that fun, but I don't know.
I like them.
Probably a lot to do.
I mean, for $500, you can't beat it.
That's true. That's good.
I mean, one person, $500, and then August 25th, I'm pretty sure we're going to go over to the UK.
Oh, really? Awesome. Are you going to think about expanding your business overseas at all or just staying in the U.S. market at all? Mm-hmm.
Definitely going to expand, but we want to master the U.S. and have it to where, you know, we have more capital that we are like at a point to where then we can expand, because now we don't have enough capital for what we're doing here.
Smart.
Yeah, so maybe a couple categories, maybe get into a couple more categories. We'd be looking maybe January, February-ish to go U.K.
Yeah.
That's a good plan. Yeah, because it definitely seems like you guys are just like mastering a few niches right now, or like a few categories and scaling from there. Because it's kind of funny, you said like the video game categories are best right now. And if you actually look at the video game category, it's a good category, but it's not really that broad. Like if you have a sales rank of like 10,000, that might sell a couple times per month.
Exactly.
So pretty big that you're doing well in that already.
We try to stay under like 200 rank in there.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's pretty much just the top of the things you think off the top of your head. That's pretty much what we're trying to capitalize on and then move on. But yeah, definitely plan to go overseas probably after CES in January. Definitely plan to hit that trade show, kind of just finish off the video game category there and then move on to, you know, the next step.
Awesome. So one question I have for you guys is, do you have any advice for anyone who is kind of skeptical about this business or doesn't think this business works, kind of like how you were when your first reaction when like seeing an advertisement from you?
I do. I have a lot of people who message me from the group, and the main thing that they always question or talk about is they say, you know, I have I have suppliers, they have good products, but how do I find better products? And honestly, that, like, God, I sound like a preacher saying it, but you, I mean, you say it enough. It's literally the relationships. I mean, I cannot stress it enough. Like, if you call your suppliers, joke with them, meet them, you know, send them letters, just like you said in one of your videos, you bought your supplier's son, you know, what is a flash nightlight or something?
Yeah.
For his kid's birthday or something like that, or Christmas. Like, I mean, it goes a long way, because whenever they have been working on that brand deal for 1 year and they finally get the brand deal, you know, like, who are they going to call? They're going to call the person who's been the nicest, who pulls the trigger, who, you know, doesn't buy and then hesitate and then come in and out. So honestly, with us, we've been working with the same, honestly, two or three people for the past 4 months. And like I said, we've been really nice. We've pulled the trigger. We've communicated with them, joked with them, you know, sent them gifts and stuff like that. And because of that, we have too many products that we can't even buy them. You know what I mean? So it's just an overload. And when it first started, it was like, where's the products? We want more. But we just buckled down, stuck with the same people. And it's just now, you know, we're trying to catch up with them. So that's what I would say is a relationship.
And other than the, definitely the first one is like the main one is building relationship, like Hayden said. But another one is my advice to people who are just starting to sell on Amazon and they have your course, watch the whole course and comprehend it all. Don't get to like the second, third module and then just start going off and doing this and that. Watch the whole thing. Hayden and I watched the whole thing 3 times before then we started going in it. Then we started asking other questions that have to do with what's in the course, and just watch the course and pull the trigger. So if you have a product and a lot, sometimes, you know, if the capital is not high when you're starting, opportunity buys are really, really good. So if you have a good opportunity buy, you know, depending on the supplier, they go really quick. So I can't tell you how many really good deals that we've lost because just how we were skeptical on the business model. But if you pull the trigger and you're confident with it and you watch the whole course, you should have no problem.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Cause like, I mean, you guys definitely were really patient. Like, I've had people that have gone and moved a lot faster than gotten their first product a lot faster. Cause it took you guys about a month, about 6 weeks or so. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no need to rush on anything. It's not like this business is going anywhere. I mean, you're doing 100K a month right now. You could have started this business 6 months later and probably done the same exact thing. So that's definitely a really good point right there. So hey, I think you mentioned something about you work with 2 to 4 suppliers. How many suppliers are you working with?
About two to three. Two, and then there's just a third one that, you know, if something comes up, we'll work with them. But pretty much just two.
That keeps the business pretty simple. You can remember you got the sales rep's first name and everything, so that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Get their phone number, get them on Facebook, get them on Instagram, you know, like just get personal with them. They don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, because like the people there, I mean, they're just normal people. They're just like,
yeah,
sales reps at a job. They're nothing special too. And the thing is, they just need to, I mean, they want people to pay quick and take action, and they want to like sell products. Like, their goal is to sell as many products as possible. So they want you making money. It's not
right, exactly
like say, oh, I don't want this person making money. They just need to make sure, like, oh, am I okay with this person? Can I trust them, et cetera? And yeah, definitely a really good point you made right there.
And one more point. So when you're working with your suppliers and you're talking to them, you know, negotiation's a big thing, but you don't want to kill them on your first deal. You're just getting to know them. You know, you can maybe joke with them, try to get it down a little bit, but don't penny them, because if you do the math and it comes out to, you know, you're doing trying to get 50 cents a unit and it comes out to, you know, $300, maybe $50, you have to do the math. But sometimes it's worth it letting them get that deal, so then they like you more, builds a relationship. It's like, you know, a cheap way to get ahead of all the other everyone who's pennying them. So it's just a really good way to build a relationship. Then they'll come back to you because they like you with their good products, and stuff will just come. That's pretty much what happened to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a very good point, because a lot of people, when they first get in, they think they need to be a master negotiator. But one of the biggest things in negotiating is just like to have leverage and to have trust and everything. So if you have the leverage that you bought from them before, like, you have leverage on the other people. So yeah, that's a very good point you made right there.
You got to remember, because I sold on Craigslist for a while, and I bought and sold bikes. So the deals that I make on there, I just kill them with the price and just try to get that lowest price, because we're only going to be doing one deal. With this business, you're going to be doing multiple deals with these suppliers. So the relationship's really important. So if it only costs, you know, $20 to give it to them, because that's really what it comes down to, or 100 or whatever it is, depending on your situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because everything's long term. I mean, building one relationship, you can't really put a dollar amount on what that investment is, because who knows what it can lead to. Like what you guys are doing right now, working with just three suppliers and doing really great. So, all right, so you guys seem like pretty motivated people. Is there anything like that keeps you motivated at all?
Staying free, honestly. You know, I want to build a lasting, you know, business. You know, I like the business side. I like just owning a business. You know, having a legal entity and seeing it scale and grow, and then of course taking what we make from this and just, you know, going into the next thing. So, you know, that motivates me, you know, just keeping our business, you know, our baby that we've made, you know, rolling, running, and the relationships, you know, financial freedom, you know, for my future family, just making sure that I can, you know, enjoy life to the fullest, you know. So we're only here once. So, you know, work now, play later.
Boom. I'd say definitely financial freedom for sure, because with this business, once you build it, once you're at the point to where you personally want to be, you know, with us, we're doing this as a full-time career. So we're doing this as our job. So our, you know, what keeps us motivated is us being able to, in the future, have a business to where we're not even going to have to do anything on. And we're just going to be able to do whatever we want, travel the world, spend time with family, you know, make a lot of money, and just live it.
Did you guys go to college at all, or what was your story like on education or anything?
I did. What'd you say?
I went to fire school.
Did you finish fire school?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Probably about a year and a half of school. Just because, I mean, it was, you get out of high school, you go to college, you get a job, you work, you know, you retire at 65. And then die. So, I mean, that's what I was always told. But I did college for like a year and a half. You know, never went to class. Didn't like it. It wasn't for me. And so, you know, and you know, I was like, why pay all this money to then get a job to make 60 grand a year when I can go work at a car lot, work the same hours, and make 60 grand a year? So that's just where my head went. And I, you know, in the back of my head, I was like, I'm going to do something, you know, big one day. I just never knew what it was. So I did college for a little while. You know, it wasn't my thing. So instead, you know, we went to Amazon where, you know, we take our time, invest it into our business, you know, make money, you know, get passive income at 30 and then live, you know, from 30 on instead of, you know, die at 65, you know, when you retire. So.
That's a really good point. So, I mean, yeah, because all three of us are pretty young. I mean, I'm just a couple of years younger than you guys. So, like, we probably have a lot of friends that are in college or just graduated college. I know I have a lot of friends that just party all the time and have no idea what they're doing. So, I would want to have this next point. I'll kind of ask you guys, like, what would you say to someone who is maybe in high school that is struggling or is in college that is struggling or just doesn't really see the light at the end of the tunnel? Because I mean, all my friends are currently right now in college and none of them see a light at the end of the tunnel. So what would you tell them about kind of just entrepreneurship compared to getting a job on what they could be thinking?
What a lot of people do is they just become so in debt to where they're in the race already at such a young age that what they need to do is find a way to get out of that. And it's not all about what the best thing you can have now. It's about taking that money and using it so later you're not a slave to your items. So someone who's in high school who, you know, maybe is in the race and, you know, maybe who's not in the race, all you have to do is save up, you know, a couple hundred bucks here and there and maybe $2,000 and you can start this business and then compound interest. You know, maybe if you have an item that's 20%, every 5 months you double your money. So it just keeps growing and growing. And I have compound interest stocks, but Amazon makes way more money than my compound interest stocks.
Yeah, that's a really good point on the saving part, because I know, Joe, I mean, you have definitely made a good amount of money by flipping stuff and all that stuff right there. But it's really, I don't think it's that hard to save a good amount of money. Like, for this business, obviously, yeah, the more money you have, the better. But, like, to save a few hundred bucks, I mean, I know friends who spend thousands of dollars a year just on alcohol, or probably more than that. Definitely just, like, looking at your priorities and understanding what you really want to do. So that's a good point.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. You know, I pretty much, I did it reverse. You know, I got out of high school and found out that, you know, credit cards were a thing and loans were a thing, and you know, just had the whole wrong mindset, you know, just got credit cards, got into debt, you know, literally absolutely had to work to stay afloat. And it just, it drove me absolutely insane. So, I mean, anybody my age, like, I sound like my parents, but just, Lord have mercy. Don't get credit cards. Don't get into debt. You know, if you really want to go to college and, you know, be a vet, go do it. But if, you know, you don't want to be stuck at a job 9 to 5 and you want to be able to do what you want with your life, you know, definitely just think outside the box and, you know, just go to the internet. There's so much money to be made on the internet. You know, it's not even funny. But yeah, just work now, play later. That's my thing. So I, of course, like I said, I got into ridiculous debt with student loans, credit cards, you know, faulting on apartment leases because I couldn't pay it, you know, no matter how much I tried to make and work. But starting this Amazon business, like, I think 2 months ago, I was able to completely pay off my debt free, you know, just completely free, no payment. The only thing I have is an apartment, power, and water. That's it. So, you know, it's possible. You just got to do it.
One more thing. I'd say if you don't, and a lot of kids are afraid to take a risk. If you don't take the risk, it's 100% chance that it's not going to happen because you didn't try. Like in my example, when I moved up to work with Hayden, I had, you know, the blacked out C6 Corvette, lowered manual, straight pipe. It's, you know, a lot of people's dream car to have a Corvette like that. I was 19 years old, you know, sold that. Took the cash in the bank, sold all my other stuff, cash in the bank, which I've also saved up all the money from all the other years of flipping stuff. And everything I've ever had was always an investment. So I really haven't wasted really any money. But I went from a Corvette to like a Junker Sentra that just barely, I didn't even know if it was going to make it to Alabama. Just have that extra cash and not have to. It's true. Just have that extra cash to be able to do and make a sacrifice and do a business in it, you know, planned out really good.
It's a good point. Yeah. A lot of people sometimes won't want to sacrifice things, but that's definitely takes some courage for sure. That is awesome, man. So I think we're getting close to the end of this interview. So, I mean, that was a pretty good ending on what you guys did. So if you have any last points, anything you want to say, feel free to say it now. If you have nothing else to say, you guys had made some really good points at the end, but yeah, feel free to put anything you want to say now.
If you're struggling out there and you're just afraid to make, and you're, you know, real tight on money, maybe you're in the race or whatever, give yourself a goal, put $20 a week, $100 a month, whatever, could be $10 a week. It's not going to hurt you. Or if your situation is you have the money, but you're afraid to take the risk, you don't always have to dump all your money into Amazon. You can always try like we did and try on a, you know, a little trier product just to see how it works and go for it. But it's not going to do itself for you. So you're going to have to, you know, definitely take action and you're going to love the reward.
Yeah. Like Bo said, save up that money. And then once you get, you know, 2 to 5 grand in the bank, buy the course. Watch all of it, build the relationships, and then don't be afraid to pull the trigger, you know, and just, if you really want it, it's right there at your fingertips. You know, it's not rocket science. It's retail's been around since, you know, before America was even formed. I don't know how long it's been around, but it's been around a long time, but it's not rocket science. Buy low, sell high. You know, the suppliers out there that want to make you money, they want to make money. So just go do it, you know. If you really want it.
Awesome. Yeah, guys. So I think this is a pretty great interview. I mean, you guys can tell Joe and Hayden are great guys. And I wouldn't say they're anything like special. They're obviously not geniuses. Like Hayden, like, I don't know, a few years ago, he was getting in debt with credit cards. Joe seems like he's always been smart. So that's for sure. Flipping stuff. But the biggest thing, guys, is just like taking action, having the right mindset towards it. And the thing with the mindset thing, you definitely need the confidence. And you're not going to build confidence if you're not taking action. Like literally them, when they're first joining, before getting into their first product, they missed out on a bunch of things because they didn't have the confidence, which is totally fine. They finally took action on something, took the risk. You can definitely call it a risk. And once they saw the results, that all the confidence is there. So that's awesome, guys. Thanks for being on this interview and really looking forward to growing the business in 2019 and the years to go. Because like the biggest thing when I tell people, is I don't really care too much what you're going to do in the next 30 days. Because if you plan it right, like what Joe and Hayden have done, their business is going to be so much bigger in the next 5, 10, 20 years from now. It's going to be absolutely ridiculous. So that was awesome.